Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
It's a beautiful fall day in Wisconsin. The sun is shining, the leaves are turning, and the off-road trails are calling. Time to break out the ATV or UTV. But first, for the uninitiated, what exactly is the difference between the two?
An ATV is generally a one or two-person machine. The operator and passenger straddles the seat. So it's kind of your traditional all-terrain vehicle. And a UTV, a lot of people call them side-by-sides. These have boomed in popularity. These are going to be side-by-side seats. They're going to have seat belts. They're going to have roll bars. More of a machine to haul more people, I guess, and do work with. Some of them have dump boxes and things like that.
The DNR's Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, Lieutenant Jake Holzclaw, says as you gear up for your next adventure, it's important to remember that ATV and UTV riding can be dangerous if not done responsibly.
It's an awesome sport. It's a lot of fun. The fall colors are amazing this year. A lot of people are going to be getting out and riding on them, but we just want to make sure that people are doing it safely.
According to the DNR, in 2023, there were over 300 ATV or UTV crashes in Wisconsin alone, with 32 of those being fatal. And I didn't even count the boats, dirt bikes, and snowmobiles. These types of vehicles aren't like bikes where you can just jump on and go. There's a little bit of work you have to do to be allowed to ride the trails.
Any operation on any public roads that are open or trails or public lands that are open for their travel, folks need to take an ATV safety course. And it's required for anybody born after January 1st of 1988. One thing I like to remind people is that across the state, you do need to absolutely have that ATV safety course if you're born after January 1st of 1988.
And where can you take these courses? Well, there's an online class you can take from the DNR that costs about $35. Once you pay that and pass the course,
you then will be sent a proof of completion. And if you complete that course, you just have to carry that proof of completion with you. It's basically like your, quote, driver's license for an ATV or a UTV.
If you're a little more flexible and can do so,
a second option is you can take an in-person class. And there's a variety of in-person classes around the state. The fee for that is currently $10 a student, so it's a little bit cheaper. And in some cases, kids learn better in kind of that in-person environment. And those links are all found through the Wisconsin DNR website.
Another thing to remember about your sweet ride.
No matter where you're operating, if your ATV or UTV is in the state for 15 days or more, so basically permanently kept here, it does need to be registered in the state of Wisconsin. So a couple options for that. Just like a motor vehicle, there has to be some registration fees there. And those fees do help maintain our system of trails. And then some of that money goes back as well toward safety enforcement.
It's not just free riders out there looking to have fun. We're heading into all the different hunting seasons, too, and these vehicles are being used more and more by hunters.
And one thing to keep in mind, too, is when a lot of times when people are using these for hunting, they're taking them in kind of some steeper terrain, potentially, or kind of some uneven areas and hills. And we want to make sure people remember that these machines can be a bit top-heavy. And if you're going to be on some complex terrain, you know, really use caution. Don't go up or down hills that are too steep. You know, tell people where you're going and when you're going to be back. And then again, even though you're going hunting, we would really suggest that you wear a helmet because it's the safest thing to do.
And remember, keep the celebrating with adult beverages to after you've put the machine up for the day. By following these simple tips, you can enjoy a safe and fun riding experience. Let's make this fall a season of responsible riding. Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News.